from the 880 The Biz, South Florida Premium Podcast Studios. It's the Steve-O and Renee Show. To join today's conversation, call 844-727-9922. That's 844-727-9922 for Steve-O and Renee.
So while Renee was sleeping last night, I was up practicing our next...
You fell asleep before me.
No, I was practicing our next guest, how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Verricchio. Kurt Verricchio.
Good morning, Kurt.
Is that right?
It's very close. I pronounced it Verricchio.
Oh,
Verricchio. That was
fun. Would you like to change it?
Can I tell you something? You were very kind to him because that's not even close. But good morning. Welcome to our show.
So, Kurt, you just...
Good morning.
You wrote a book called Behind the Count, and I was reading... God, what a story. We're going to get into that.
Oh, my God. You have an incredible story. It's unbelievable.
But you went to University of Texas in Austin, I guess, to do your graduate work. That's where I went to school. I was doing graduate work.
No, there, you weren't. Well,
undergraduate, maybe. And I, too, became a sports agent. The only thing, I didn't have that little title in front of me, like attorney.
Right.
Like you. But
right.
So, first of all, now, did you just write this book?
Yes. Yeah, I actually I started writing it probably a couple of years ago and just kind of spent a little time every morning trying to put some more thoughts down. So it's been about 2 years in the making.
Wow. So you had some tough life and you basically pulled yourself out of there and said, you know something, I need to, even though the circumstances were not good for you, that you just said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. So, I mean, that's an incredible
story.
Start
off telling people a little bit about the beginning of your life.
Okay. So, well, first of all, thanks for the nice comments and hook 'em horns.
Yes, right.
You know, just early in my life, you know, unfortunately, my father was diagnosed with cancer and he passed away prior to my second birthday. And when that happened, he and my mother were several years apart in age. He was about 31 years older, 37 years older than her. So there was a sizable age gap. And, you know, he was, from all accounts, he was a great guy, took care of his family. But when he passed away, I think he left a huge dent in my mother. And I think what happened was with some older brothers, you know, just things started getting a little out of hand. And you know, the next thing I know, we were, you know, living in a dilapidated home and had all kinds of socioeconomic issues that we were dealing with. And unfortunately, I kind of found myself in trouble with the law fairly early at the age of 8 years old and kind of just in and out of, you know, group homes and the juvenile justice system for several years before finally being assigned to an incredible group of paired foster parents out of Plantation, Florida. So that's the beginning. Without getting too much into it, I can get in as much as you like, but that's the gist of it.
So you start off, you're in Florida, down here in South Florida.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Hollywood, Florida.
And, oh, wow, so you're a local.
I'm a local, yeah. So I was born and raised in Hollywood and then had gone to a couple of group homes. Two of them were in Tampa. One of them was in Daytona Beach. And eventually made my way back down to Plantation when I was placed in foster care. About a week before my 12th birthday, and then I kind of went to Plantation High School and kind of, you know, still consider South Florida pretty much my hometown.
So
I live in California.
Yeah, so with all those struggles, Kurt, tell people what happened next, because it's amazing. So thank God you ended up with, I mean, hopefully a loving foster family that kind of steered you in the right direction.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, the issue was just, it was about education. And I mean, I know that it was something that I actually wasn't necessarily good at, but I saw the value in obtaining an education, and my foster parents continue to enforce that in me. And really, once I started focusing on academics, things started to open up for me. You just you know, it provides so many opportunities. And so my thought all along was, you know, Steve-O mentioned on the intro, like, hey, I didn't have an attorney, name attached to my agency, but my goal all along was to have a terminal degree, whether that was going to be a PhD, an education doctorate, or a JD. I wasn't quite sure of as I was going through graduate school and working professionally, but eventually I settled in on a Juris Doctorate because a number of sports individuals that I worked with had JDs. I looked up to them and respected them. And I thought, you know, if it worked for them, it could work for me. And that's kind of why I went to law school.
So wait a second. So you were a sports agent. So tell us some of the famous people you represented.
Well, I do. I currently still represent a number of players, and I focus primarily on Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Some of the guys, I'm trying to think who you guys might know down in South
Florida. Well, not me. Don't focus on me. I know nobody. When it comes to, I know Derek Jeter. Do you represent him? I'm joking.
No, but let's go. Can we just go back just a little, just before? So you decided, you got a full ride to Florida State.
That's correct, yes. So I graduated high school, kind of turned things around and graduated with a 4.0 weighted GPA.
That's amazing.
I got to qualify. It was weighted. And again, it was academics I thought would create opportunity. So I focused on academics and getting involved. But I did receive a full ride to Florida State. Now, at that time, I was still considered a ward of the court. And as a ward of the court, I was able to secure funding through the state as well, through grants and stuff. So in addition to getting a scholarship from Florida State, I was also given some grant money. And then, you know, of course, they take need-based comes first, and then they'll get scholarships out to other people. But, yeah, it everything was paid for. I actually got paid to go to college, which was great.
That's amazing. You know,
it was rewarding, yeah.
So you finished up at Florida State. And then you decided to go on to work on your master's. You went to University of Texas in Austin, my school.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And that was, I was a media performance major at Florida State. I had dreams of becoming a broadcaster one day. And then my foster mother asked me.
Well, you got the voice. You definitely have the voice.
Well, thanks. It's early in the morning, so this could be my morning.
Yeah,
voice.
Oh, 3 hours behind
I would
us.
Keep it if I were you. Keep that voice. It's a good one.
Thank you. But again, I had a friend who was involved in, he was in the master's program at Florida State, where I went to my undergrad. And, he told me about what his aspirations were and how he's going through graduate school and is getting his master's in sports administration. I said, that sounds pretty cool, but I want to get out of the state. So I settled in on Texas, and that was just an incredible experience.
Yes.
and a great opportunity for sure.
So now let me ask you something. Just going back, when you were getting in trouble, do you attribute that to the people you were hanging with?
You know, it was part of it. See, when I got in trouble, it was, there was no, direction. There really wasn't much parental support growing up for me. As I said, my mother seemed a little bit overwhelmed with four boys on her own. And I did hang out with some seedy characters, some people that I wouldn't encourage my current kids to hang out with. And that was part of it. Another part of it was, when I was on the streets living for a few days at a time, it was one of those things where I kind of, out of necessity,
you need money.
And so,
yeah.
Exactly. And so that was, it was a combination of things, but for sure, hanging out when I went to foster care and I started focusing on academics, I kind of started picking new types of friends. And I think that was very important. So, I mean, who you hang out with is absolutely critical and important to your development. So,
But you want to know something, Kirk, can I tell you something? It's an amazing message, sure. though, to say to kids, you know, you may be boggled down, you may have a lot of, like, bad circumstances, but education, you keep saying that, you know, and preferencing that. And I have to tell you, it's really important because you could pull yourself out of wherever you're at and go to the next level. You know, there's things that you can do, and you've done that and have been very successful. So I give you a lot of credit for that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, on that note, I'd like to encourage kids. I mean, I don't know if kids are listening to your show now, but I'm sure some of the parents.
No, they're not allowed.
We're a family show.
They're not allowed to listen to us. There's a rating on our show now.
But I just think that it's a you know, it's a mindset, you know. And I think a lot of times when I was in foster care in middle school, you know, I wasn't thinking about college at that time. I was just trying to survive the next day. But
right.
You know, my foster parents were instrumental. And they said, "Listen, you're going to go to college." And
good for them.
Once I stepped into that house, that's what they said. And that's what I'd like to encourage, you know, people to encourage their kids. And this is translatable to any kid. You know, I mean, obviously I was a foster child and a juvenile delinquent, but it's translatable. I mean, you start changing your mindset and say, "Hey, I'm going to go to college. Not only am I going to go to college, but I'm going to go to graduate school as well." And that's
amazing.
The mindset. And so when you start thinking like that, amazing things tend to happen, and it doesn't seem insurmountable.
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, what you should be happy about is foster care today. I know where I go to church, Calvary Chapel, they have 4 kids, and it is a huge program down here. And boy, it seems like from everything I hear, the foster care has changed so much just in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. And you know, it has. I'm not, you know, I haven't kept up the speed on all of the changes. Each state's different, obviously. But I do know that, you know, there's opportunities out there. There's people that are willing to help kids that were in my position. And I think the key is, kids need to recognize it. You know, I remember when I was younger, I was walking around with a chip on my shoulder, and I was like, I don't need anybody's help. I didn't need anyone's direction. But the reality is, if you can recognize when someone's trying to help you, you know, reach, you know, take their hand and embrace what they're trying to do. And I think it would be fruitful for the kids.
Yeah, but again, sure. It's the mindset. It's very, you know, it's an immature mindset, and yours is more of a mature mindset. But anyway, where can people purchase the book? The book is Behind the Count, My Journey from Juvenile Delinquent to Baseball Agent, which is an incredible story, because I was reading some of it, and it's really a great read.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. The book's going to be available June 26th. It's the release date. We are doing pre-orders right now, and those are available on Amazon, iBooks, Kobo, Barnes & Noble. Those are the digital version. The actual paperback, you won't be able to order until the release date, which is June 26th. And if they want to get more information, they can visit the website at behindanaccount.com. That will have all social media links, and it will also have you know, the author and a summary of the book.
Are your foster care parents still alive?
My foster mother is, yes. And she still lives down in Plantation, but actually she's up on a East Coast swing, going through New Jersey and Boston, and she's just traveling with some buddies right now. But
oh,
I'm so proud of you, Kurt. Wow. And yes. Hey, listen, you're down here next time.
Coming to the studio.
We'd love to have you on. What an incredible story.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate y'all taking some time out and talking to me about this today. It's really important that we try to make an impact and hopefully
Absolutely.
Change a couple of lives with this book. So.
Thanks for coming on today,
thanks so
Kirk.
Much, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
It's the Steve-O and Renee Show here on 880 The Biz.